there's two things that come to mind. Number one, I'll tell you this. First and foremost, how peaceful it was. You know, I mean, when these people got together, they were anticipating all this, you know, rioting and no. Well, you get good guys getting together. When you get the good guys together, they're not going to riot.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's a different frame of mind.
That's the big one right there.
These are not criminals. These are not, you know, fanatics.
No. Nope.
Extremists. You know, they just want to protect their families, you know. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing that comes to mind was that there were people from not just Virginia. There were people from all over because they're afraid that it could spread. If this occurs in Virginia, what's to prevent it from happening in their own state? And by the way, so it brought in thousands of people from really across the country to protest. Really, it's a push by Virginia Democrats for comprehensive gun control. And it ended peacefully without any major incidents. Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, had declared a state of emergency late last week and beefed up security around the Capitol, and it really wasn't needed. The Joint Information Center, made up of representatives from the Capitol, Richmond, and Virginia State Police, estimated 6,000 people were allowed into a fenced-in area of Capitol Square, but they estimated that another 16,000 were outside the gates. Though event organizers said that many more had actually turned out. Many of those outside the barrier carried long firearms and wore bright orange stickers that read, "Guns Save Lives." Capitol Police said a 21-year-old woman had been arrested, though, and charged with one felony count of wearing a mask in public. Law enforcement said they warned the woman twice to remove a bandana covering her face, but she refused. Apparently, it brought out yesterday's event brought out really people from every corner of our nation to stand next to Second Amendment supporters. I've also heard, by the way, unconfirmed reports that there was approximately 25,000 people at this rally. It's really hard.
That's
to
what I heard.
It's hard to quantify because
25,000. Yeah.
You know, there's no tickets sold, so you can't quantify. It's nearly impossible. You just go about an overhead view and look at the size and then use graphs and other formulas to determine that. So, you know, the Connecticut, we have the CCDL, which, by the way, again, here's the word acronym again. CCDL stands for the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. All right. Connecticut Citizens Defense League. And we want to bring on our first guest. She is the president of that very CCDL. Her name is Holly Sullivan. Holly, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Holly.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Forgive me. I'm a little bit hoarse. It's that time of year.
Oh, no problem. Oh, hello there. Hello, buddy boy. No problem. Holly, I understand you're not even calling from Connecticut. You're like on vacation or something?
I'm actually attending a conference in Las Vegas, so it's a little bit earlier here than it is there, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Is it 3 hours?
Yeah, it's 3 hours. So it's 4 a.m. here.
Holy smokes. We could have gotten her, like, when she comes back from her conference there, Christian. I'm sorry. Holy cow, you're dedicated. Well, we won't keep you too long.
No worries.
First and foremost, what were you able to take away? What was your impression of yesterday's rally in Virginia?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that the people are going to show up, right? So if the government is doing something, we have an obligation as a conscientious voting and participating body of citizens to keep them in check. And I think that that's what yesterday was really about, is people showed up to say, we're not okay with this. And that's the beauty of our country. Our system allows us to do that. It's not only our right to do that, it's our obligation to do that.
Are you surprised, though, when you hear that this is unconfirmed, but approximately 25,000 people showed up in the state of Virginia's capital? I mean, that's an incredible amount of people.
Yeah, it is an incredible amount of people, and I've actually heard reports that even more than that showed up. that's what was counted off of the main Capitol area. But if you look at the side streets, it could be even double that.
You know, that's a great point, yeah. You know, there are Democrats who are also gun owners that also attended this. What message do you think that sends?
Well, I don't think that gun issues are a party issue necessarily. It's whether or not you believe in the Constitution and the way the Constitution's written. So CCDL is also a nonpartisan organization. So regardless of party, we support those who support our constitutional rights. So I'm not at all surprised, and especially in a state like Virginia, I think you are more likely to have legislators who are maybe on the other side of the aisle that are also gun owners because they still believe in the Constitution and the oath they took.
Sure, sure. That, you know, that makes sense. Being the president of the CCDL, again, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, I'm sure you monitored yesterday. I mean, that just comes to the territory of your position. What kind of, I mean, when you think about the message that it sends, okay, how do you think that will eventually resonate with the rest of the nation?
Well, I think that the presidential election year coming up, I think that you're going to see more people who believe in what this country was founded on showing up at the polls, to be quite honest. I think the American people are getting awfully tired of, you know, seeing the government do whatever they want to do. And I think that it might be an opportunity for more people, whether you're on either side of the aisle, to come in and say, you know, like, this is what our country is founded on, and I'm going to support that. So I think you're going to see more people showing up at the polls to vote with those who still believe in the Constitution, regardless of party.
How does what happened yesterday relate to, let's just say, the state of Connecticut? Could you foresee a similar rally in Hartford at our state's capital, or is it that much of an issue in this state? And, you know, knowing that we are a very deep blue state, in getting deeper blue by the day. So do you foresee something like that ever occurring in our state?
It most definitely, and it has. So, you know, at the time that SB 1160, which was the gun legislation that was proposed after Sandy Hook and eventually passed, at that point in time, CCDL was also holding rallies in Hartford. Well, we didn't have 25,000 people showed up. We certainly had thousands of people. Our rallies have pulled between 3,000 and 5,000 people. So that certainly can happen in Hartford. And I think that what we've seen in Virginia is kind of a renewed vigor in the folks that do strongly believe in this to show up and say, you know what, it's time to take a stand. So I think that if more legislation were to come that way, I think what has happened as a result of Virginia is that people are more energized than ever.
How nervous, Holly, should gun owners be with having their Second Amendment rights, either taken away or greatly modified?
I don't think they should be nervous at all. What I think they should be feeling is empowered to say, we can take this back, right? So I don't think this is about being nervous one bit. I think that this is an opportunity for the people of the state of Connecticut, gun owners in general across the country, to look at the legislature that's representing them and to say that they don't stand for me. So I think this is an opportunity for people to step up, get involved in campaigns, participate in door knocking and all of those things to make sure that the people that do represent them, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level, are people that reflect their values. Yeah. So this isn't about being nervous. This is an empowerment opportunity.
Uh-oh. What do you think, Holly? And it's a really interesting answer that you gave. You know, it's a time of action for gun owners to get involved, not just attending gun rallies or pro Second Amendment rallies per se, but to support those candidates that support the Second Amendment, correct?
Right. Yes, and that's the foundation of what our country should look like.
Yeah.
It's the people that are in the legislature are there to serve the people who they represent in their district. And if your representative is not voting the way that you want them to be voting, then it's time to make a change and to get them out.
Why do you think there's such an assault on the Second Amendment to begin with?
Well, I think that there's no doubt that we're looking at a new generation of politics that's openly embracing more socialist measures, more big government measures, however you want to label it or call it. I think that there's certainly a wave of Americans that are open to an idea that we might have found appalling a decade ago, you know. So I think that, unfortunately, what largely has happened historically is those big government countries in history, throughout the history, have typically started by disarming the people.
Yeah.
If you're going to control the people, you disarm the people. That's how the process starts.
Do you believe that something like this that is happening right now and will continue to happen down the road, would you say that this will be something that will stir something up that could expand what's going on?
So, do you mean that I think that more pro-2A people will get involved?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing it every single day in CCDL. Our membership list is growing leaps and bounds. Every single day that I come in and I check my emails, I've got, you know, maybe a dozen new members that morning that went on our website and signed up. So I think, to my point that I made earlier, I think that people are very tired of seeing what's going on in this country, and they're starting to say, you know what? I really do believe in the Second Amendment. What's in my area?
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. We have a membership of 35,000 people. So we're seeing more engagement every single day.
And you're just in Connecticut, CCDL, Connecticut Citizens Defense League, 35,000 people, and you're growing. You said, daily. What would be, and I only have two questions that remain. How do you differentiate CCDL from the NRA?
Oh, it's light years different. One huge thing is we don't have dues, right? So in the state of Connecticut, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you don't even have to be a gun owner. If you just want to support us, it's ccdl.us/membership. You become a member of CCDL, and we'll keep you informed of what's going on. The NRA has paid memberships. It's just a different way of doing it for us. We just want to make sure that, you know, that we're accessible to every resident in the state of Connecticut that believes in what we believe. But we're a legislative action group, whereas the NRA has a lot of different facets. The NRA has the NRA-ILA, which is the Institute for Legislative Action. But on top of that, they've got training organizations. They've got curriculum for children to keep them away from guns. So they do a lot of other things that aren't just legislative action, whereas CCDL is really firmly focused on legislative action.
Gotcha. And my final question to you is, what do you think is the biggest misconception of gun owners?
Oh, I mean, I can almost, you know, I think that there's a very common stereotype that the American gun owner is a certain persona.
I agree.
Kind of picture what, yes. And I stand here as a single female under the age of 40 that can say that that's not who I am, and that's not who a lot of my peers are. So we come from all different genders and backgrounds and socioeconomic histories, all kinds of different things that differentiate who the American gun owner is, and it's not necessarily the stereotype that you would picture. And that's growing and changing every single day. Women are the fastest growing demographic of gun owners in America.
Wow, is that right? You know, it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't, you know. You're protecting gun rights for the good guys, not for the criminals. I can't thank you enough, Holly, for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Knowing that you're out in Vegas at a conference in a 3-hour difference, what time did you wake up? My goodness.
About 20 minutes ago.
Go back to bed. We could have done this
later
in the week. Thanks so much again, Holly. That's Holly Sullivan. She is the president of the CCDL, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. We really appreciate her this morning.